Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today, we're looking at strata insurance in New South Wales and specifically what your committee has to get right. The article is called Strata Insurance in NSW, What Your Committee Must Get Right.
And I'll be honest, strata insurance sounds like one of those topics you nod at in a meeting and assume someone else is already on top of.
Which is exactly the problem. The article opens with something pretty sobering. Most strata responsibilities cost a little if you get them wrong. Insurance is different. Get it wrong, and a single bad day, a fire, a storm, a major flood, can leave every owner in the scheme facing a bill they cannot pay.
That's the kind of thing that focuses the mind.
It is. So let's work through what the article covers. The first thing to understand is why the scheme insures the building rather than each owner insuring their own portion.
Which seems obvious once you think about it, but I guess not everyone does.
Right. In a strata scheme, the building and common property are owned collectively. No single owner owns the roof, the external walls, or the shared structure, so it makes no sense for each owner to insure their own slice. Instead, the owner's corporation takes out one policy that covers the whole building and common property, and every owner contributes through their levies.
One collective policy for the shared structure, paid for by everyone.
That's it. And the committee's role is to make sure that policy is in place and kept current. Now, the article is also clear about what that policy covers and what it doesn't. It covers the shared structure, the common areas, what the scheme owns together. What it generally does not cover is an individual owner's contents, the belongings and improvements inside each unit.
Which is a line that catches people out, especially after something goes wrong. They've had a claim rejected and had no idea the scheme's policy didn't cover their things.
Exactly. The article makes the point that a committee which explains that split clearly and points owners to confirm their own position saves a lot of grief later. It's a simple thing to communicate up front.
So what's the biggest practical risk for a committee that thinks it's doing everything right?
Replacement value. This is the number the article focuses on most. It's the amount it would cost to rebuild the building completely if it were destroyed. The insurance needs to be set at an adequate replacement value, and that's where many schemes quietly fall short.
Because costs change.
Building costs rise over time. A replacement value that was accurate 5 years ago may be well short today. If a major loss happens and the policy is set too low, the payout doesn't cover the rebuild. The owners have to find the difference, and the article describes that as often coming through a painful special levy.
So you can be doing everything by the book, paying your premiums, ticking every box, and still be dangerously underinsured.
That's the trap, and the scheme doesn't necessarily know it. The article puts it this way: a scheme that has not been valued in years is quietly carrying a risk it may not even know about.
So how does a committee fix that?
Regular valuations. A valuation is a professional estimate of what it would cost to rebuild, done at sensible intervals, so the insured amount keeps pace with real costs. The committee's job is to make sure the building is valued regularly and that the insured sum reflects the current valuation. For how often that's expected, the article says to check with NSW Fair Trading or your managing agent.
And I'd imagine that's exactly the kind of thing that slips through the cracks when a committee is mostly volunteers who are already stretched.
Which is why the article also says to review the cover before each renewal, rather than just rubber stamping it, and keep the policy documents in the scheme's records where they can actually be found. Those are habits, not one-off jobs.
What's the single thing a committee member should act on after reading this?
Know your replacement value. Know when it was last assessed. If it's been a few years, that's worth looking at before the next renewal, not after a loss.
Simple and specific. That's the kind of thing that actually sticks.
For the full picture, the article is on the Archer Institute blog. It's called Strata Insurance in NSW, What Your Committee Must Get Right. And if you want to properly understand your role as a committee member, Archer Institute's Strata Member CPD course covers insurance, the funds, and the committee's duties under the Strata Schemes Management Act 2015. It's online, self-paced, and built for the volunteers running NSW schemes.
Nationally recognized training with real Australian-based support. You can call them on 1-800-069-273.
That's 1-800-069-273. Thanks for listening.